The DeKalb County Tigers get set for a big region game this week. They'll take on Cumberland County at home this Friday night. Coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers joining us. Coach, we'll get to Cumberland County in just a moment. Let's kind of go back and reflect on last Friday night, stepping out of region against one of your longtime rivals in Watertown. A tough night for your DeKalb County Tigers. What happened during that game that you just weren't really pleased with your team's performance?
Well, it just comes down to, you know, execution in all phases. It kind of got us, a handful of plays against Macon County, which that was a close game. Our guys played hard and, a close game up until halftime with Watertown as well. But, I've even had other people say, man, it just looks like y'all are beating yourselves more than the other teams are actually beating you. And that's true to some extent. Being able to get good snaps, every play. Lining up correctly on defense, fitting things correctly. So just things of that nature that, that we've got to get fixed. Ultimately as coaches, we've got to put our guys in situations to be successful. So, we're going to continue to do that, but it is frustrating, because we really like the guys that we got. We feel like we got quality football players and, so we just got to clean up the execution part of it.
Coach, one of the strengths of this ball team headed into the season was the offensive line. Size, experience, both of it there. Have you been pleased so far with the performance of your offensive line?
No, they were a bad group last week, and that's just the truth of it. We tell our guys we're going to tell them the truth. And as far as up front goes, we had 8 sacks last week. And some of those were as soon as we got the ball in our hands, we were already having people in our face. So, the communication up front wasn't what we needed it to be last week. We got half of them doing one thing, the other half doing another. So that's one thing that has to be right up front. So they didn't have a good week. But we're going to challenge those guys. Losing Brian Portillo in the preseason, he's out for the year. And, he would have been a 3-year starter that helped us have more depth in other areas of our football team as well. So that's kind of impacted us a little bit. We've moved guys around each and every week so far this year. So just trying to get those guys to gel together. And, they're working. But like I said, we just got to focus in a little bit more, and we definitely need to play better up front.
It seems after every Friday night's game, we're talking about Isaac Knowles. He truly is a Swiss Army knife and just a weapon in just about every aspect of the game. What is it that makes Isaac so very special?
Well, it's just whatever phase of the game it is, he can make plays. Our first score the other night, we've got a kid stood up, and he just goes up, takes the ball from him, and runs it back inside the 5, and then rushes the ball the next play for a touchdown. He's made plays in special teams on kickoff returns, punt returns, and I didn't realize it until I actually went back and did the stats, but he had 16 catches the other night for 196 yards.
Wow.
For us, we've thrown the ball for quite a while around here, but I think 16 catches in one game is a record for a receiver here. I know Abram Edwards had back-to-back games where he had 13 catches and things like that, but I don't think we've ever had anybody have that many. And it wasn't that every play was called to go to him, and we're trying to spread the ball around, but he just shows up and he makes plays. We do move him around to see if we can get him in the read, and the ball goes his direction, but he's a big-time player for us, a big-time leader for us. And, I just wish some more people would jump on his back and, play the same way that he does. And like I said, we got some good guys. They just got to figure out that that's ultimately what it takes.
We're talking to DeKalb County head football coach Steve Trapp here on UC Sports Nation. Coach, getting back again to Isaac just a moment, is he the type of player that is a vocal leader on the field, or is he more of a leader by example?
Well, he'll do it however he needs to. I know the other night at halftime, he was definitely vocal with the other guys on that football team. And, which I went up and told him, there's got to be something that clicks from you guys. I said, because it comes down to a certain point to where the coaches turn into the Charlie Brown teacher. And, they kind of crawl in a hole a little bit and really don't want to listen. So we need our leaders to step up and, his biggest frustration was, we got to continue to fight. And one thing that I've said, every game up to this point was, our guys have played extremely hard. And there were moments in that game Friday where, I had to question that a little bit. So we just got to make sure that these guys keep their head on straight, understand that, one example I gave them over the weekend, sent them all a message, is the last 2 years we've started 1-3. But the last 2 years have been very memorable and special years by the way we finished. So by no means do we need to have a defeated attitude towards anything. And we just got to live into that next play, next day mentality and just prepare and go get ultimately what we want. And that's to be a solid football team that executes every play.
I know you don't want to be 1-3 this year with Cumberland County coming to town this week, a big region game. Cumberland County looks much improved thus far this season. What have you seen of them on film that really stands out to you?
They definitely are. I mean, you can tell that, you know, with coaching changes, you can see the changes within the program, especially scheme-wise and the plan that they have in place and how it's getting executed. So, you know, it's not always been the case with some teams, but they're definitely improving. They're definitely competing better with everybody that they played in certain fashion. So, but again, for us, you know, really it's never about who we play, but it's how we prepare and how we play. And, you know, if guys get extra motivation for other teams, then so be it. But for me as the head coach, we talk to them the same way every week, you know, no matter who we're playing. But we do understand that this is a very important football game. There's region ties to it. There's playoff implications to it. They're hungry. They've won 2 football games already this year, and they haven't won any in a handful of opportunities the last couple of years. So we understand that this is a quality opponent, and the way we played the last couple of weeks definitely has to improve.
With Upperman coming into the region this year, with Cumberland County being better, much improved, do you see the region as having taken a significant step up from what we've seen the last 2 or 3 years?
I believe so, because I believe every team is, you know, capable of, you know, depending on how they play on Friday night, to, you know, get victories against anybody. So, and before, you know, when it was just 5 teams, if you could just beat one other team and you're going to the playoffs. So now you definitely have to win at least 2 region games to sneak in there as the 4 seed. But, you know, we're taking it 1 game at a time and just really focusing on what we need to do this week to make sure we're still in the running to get that postseason opportunity.
It should be a great game in Smithville this Friday night. DeKalb County will host Cumberland County, kickoff at 7:00 from the Van Hoosier Stadium. Steve Trapp, head coach of the DeKalb County Tigers, has been our guest today on UC Sports Nation. Coach, thank you for the time.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.